This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 139, verse 23 and verse 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the prayer of David, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. We pray and come before God with a list of requests about many of our needs. It is good to ask God and pray for many things in our life. But this prayer of David is very unusual. David is coming before the Lord not with a list of requests, but keeping his life open before God and asking Him to scan every area of his life, actions, and thoughts. He uses the words, know my heart, try me, prove me, meaning test me, investigate me, examine me. And he also uses the words, see me and search me with your searching eyes and penetrating eyes. David wants to go through this thorough examination by the Lord and come out clean. In Psalm 26, David tells about his life and actions which are right. Still, he says in verse 2, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. David knows that God is everywhere. He sees everything and knows about us and all our actions. Nothing is hidden before God. We can hide or cover from the human eyes, but we can't hide and cover before God. He says in Psalm 139 and verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. But still, he prays to the Lord to search him. For our healthy physical life, we go to the doctors, experts, for thorough examination. In our spiritual life also, this should be done periodically, regularly. Just like our physical health, spiritual health should be monitored. Examination by our Creator is required. Students need to face tests and exams. Tests or examinations, though difficult, helps the students to progress, to get success, to go higher and higher. The same way, our spiritual examination and self-examination helps us to grow spiritually, progress in our spiritual life. Word of God says, let a man examine himself, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4, we read, let every man prove his own work. It's very easy to see and examine others, find fault, point out many mistakes in others. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 7, verse 3 and verse 4, we read, the Lord Jesus Christ says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? When you try to find out a mote in someone's eyes, then there may be a beam in your own eye. Pharisees who followed the law to the letter were always finding fault with others. They were busy finding fault with others, disciples of Jesus, and even Jesus. They were very proud and never saw themselves. Because of pride, they lost the grace of God. There was no humility in their lives. Examining others, we may come to a conclusion that we are better than others. Sometimes when we see others, we do find everyone doing the same things as you do, the wrong things. And many times we'll say, it is okay to live like that because everyone is doing the same thing. Many times we get satisfaction when we examine others and find ourselves better, or if everyone does that, that is very dangerous. We should stop examining others and give time to examine our own lives in the light of the Lord and in the light of the Word of God, we have a great ability given by the Lord, that is reflection. Reflect on our own lives, actions, thoughts, and behavior. Seeking God's help in reflection leads to realization, and realization leads to confession and commitment, and then change in our lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 31, we read, "If we judge ourselves, we would not be judged." We need to decide and give this time, a time of examination before the Lord, humbling ourselves. With all humility, we should examine our own lives in the light of God and God's Word to come out clean with confession and a new commitment. We can then obtain the grace of God and progress in the way of everlasting. May this prayer of David be our prayer also. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." May the Lord bless this word, and may the Lord bless you.
FIBA prayer team will stand with you in prayer. Please call 7996-010203. The phone line is open every Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.